Okay, so as has been pointed out already, there's very little text this week, but I promise you, there's a lot to think about and talk about. We normally don't touch the sod in the Ramban for two reasons. The main reason is that the Ramban in his introduction says that the Kabbalah stuff is only for people who know Kabbalah, and the Ramban was a huge Kabbalist and a famous Kabbalist, but he says it's not people who like read a book by Philip Berg or something. It's people who learn Rebbe from Talmud, the pure Mesorah of Kabbalah. He says if that's not you, you know, don't read that. And that's what Rav Lichtenstein said to me once also. That's not us, he said, although me and him don't have that much in common. He said, people like us don't read that part of the Ramban, even though I suspect he actually does. The other reason we don't do it is because I don't understand them. So whether it's appropriate or not, you can't do Rambans you don't understand. But one, I think this week's sod is slightly accessible, but more importantly, Rav Bick thought it was accessible. Rav Bick, when he gave stuff on Ramban, he did this Ramban. So if he did it, we could hide behind him and try to do it as well. Okay, it's from almost the end of the parsha. What happens is there's kind of a summary of the building of the Mishkan at the end of Tetzaveh, even before the last piece, the Mizbeach Hazav, is described. These are the psukim. And on the one hand, they're very straightforward psukim. On the other hand, they're very, very difficult. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Mem Gimel, V'noadeti Shama Livnei Yisrael V'nikdash Bichvodi. Somebody translate. Okay, we'll meet, we'll make known. V'nikdash bichvodi. Right, these are words that we know, but are a little hard to translate. V'nikdash bichvodi, I will become holy, you know, through my honor, let's say. V'kidashti esor amoed ves ha-mizbeach, I'll sanctify the amoed and mizbeach. Ves Aaron ve'esponav akadesh lechahenli. And I'll make Aaron and his children kadosh in order to be kohanim for me. Now, here we go. V'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'hayisi lohem le'lokim. What does that mean? V'shacha, I will dwell amongst b'nei Yisrael, as a result of which...
I'll be their God.
Right. Okay, that's not so simple. Then it gets harder. V'yadu ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. They'll know that I am their God. Asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Here we go. L'shochni b'socham ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? Two words. L'shochni b'socham. Somebody translate? Okay, what does it mean? Okay, now we understand what the words say and we have no idea what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Huh? We should look at the Ramban? Okay. Why don't we look at Rashi first? Because that's where the Ramban starts. Okay, the Ramban says, L'shachni b'socham. Thank you for undermining my whole educational method here. The Ramban says, Rashi says, I'm sorry, Al minas lishkon b'socham. Lashon Rashi. So I'll just tell you now, it doesn't mean what you think it means. Al minas lishkon b'socham, the Ramban understands Rashi to say, on condition. I took you out of Mitzrayim on condition that that's not how I read the rest. So I would have read it like you do, but I'm telling you, that's not how he understands it. Okay? Bear with me for 5 seconds. Fine, I'll read it. V'shimush halamed, no, I'm doing it already. V'shimush halamed b'tnai kazeh nenu nimtza. The Ramban says it can't mean on condition because the lamed in l'shachni b'socham never means on condition that. Okay? So Ariel will say, well, okay, that's not really what it meant. But the Ramban clearly understands it to mean that he took us out of Mitzrayim on condition that he live amongst us. I'm sorry, the Ramban understood Rashi.
To mean on condition?
Huh? To mean on condition. Ariel is claiming...
That's what I thought it meant.
It certainly means on condition. All I'm saying is, Ariel's not wrong. I think Mizrahi and other Parshanim on Rashi say the Ramban misunderstood him. But clearly, we're learning Ramban. The Ramban understood Rashi to say on condition that, although the other reading is possible, we'll get to it in a second. Okay? V'yitachen sheyomar. Second line. So the Ramban says, it's possible to say, V'yadu'u bishachni b'socham, ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. You got that subtle shift? The Ramban says it could mean what the pshat might be is that they will know when I dwell amongst them that I am the Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim. Asher otzeisi osem me'eretz Yitzrayim. Why? Ki yedu kivodi, they'll know my honor. V'ya'aminu she'ani hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. And they'll believe that I took them out of Mitzrayim. Okay? So again, Rashi's pshat is, according to the Ramban, Rashi's pshat is, I took you out of Mitzrayim on condition that, I guess on condition that you let me live amongst you, in other words, on condition that you build a Mishkan for me to live in, right? That's, by the way, that's kind of inconsistent with the Rashi we talked about last week, who says that the Mishkan was only response to Cheder Egel, but that's the Ramban. It's funny, the Ramban who thought that the Mishkan was not a response to Cheder Egel, so he reads Rashi as saying, you know, Al Manas on condition. But the Ramban thinks the simplest pshat is,
according to Rashi, he was able to dwell with Hanus without the Mishkan.
No, but he's taught, this is in the context of the Mishkan. In theory, you're right. In practice, you can't be, because these psukim are the summary psukim of the Mishkan. That's clearly the context. So he says, again, the Ramban's pshat is, it's possible to read the psukim, we're trying to figure out what it means, Asher otzeisi osem me'eretz Yitzrayim lishachni b'socham. So Ramban says that you could read the pasuk to say that when I dwell amongst you, you will become convinced that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Okay? Again, we read that one more time. V'yitachen shoma v'yadu b'shachni b'socham ki ani Hashem Elokechem Asher otzeisi osem me'eretz Yitzrayim. You'll know that I am the God who took you out of Mitzrayim, presumably, and not some other God. Ki yedu kivodi v'yaminu shani otzeiti otam me'eretz Yitzrayim. Okay? Another Ramban just plays with the language for two lines. V'hu kiderech v'ayhi David l'chol durachov maskil. Right, the lamed in lechol durachav means in all of his ways, not on condition. Similarly, I guess he's really supporting you here. Ki bocher ata leven yishai. We would have read that ki bocher ata biben yishai. Right, you're picking David HaMelech. Al Hashem ritem et pi lemei meriva is not on condition, but it's at mei meriva. Bahadomim lahem. Okay. So the simplest pshat, again, we're struggling to understand what does it mean that God took us out in order to dwell amongst us. The Ramban understands Rashi to say on condition. He thinks that that's wrong. Rather, the Ramban says that the idea is when God dwells amongst us, we will know that he is the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay? So far, so good. Now, Aval Rabbi Avraham Amar, Ki lo hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, Rak ba'avur ki eshkon bitocham. Now we're getting into dangerous land here. The Ibn Ezra says, pshat in the pasuk is as follows. The reason I took you out of Mitzrayim is so that I should be able to dwell amongst you. Now, why does that start to scare us? Why does that start to scare us? Huh? Yeah. No. No, to me, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a need. His need was to dwell amongst us, and he fulfilled that need by taking us out of Mitzrayim. Ki lo hotzeiti otam me'eretz Yitzrayim, rak ba'avur ki eshkon bitocham. Okay, we'll go with that. So you're saying the only reason I took you out of Mitzrayim is so that you should be Zocha to have me live amongst you.
But it couldn't be a problem. Your problem shouldn't be ducking here. It could be anywhere where Hashem says you want to order somebody to do something or does something.
Right, but that's too great. Because I don't think it's the same problem at all. Here you have a specific dibur of Hashem. It doesn't say, please take a lulav so that I should feel better on Sukkot. Here it says, I took you out of Mitzrayim so that I should get to live amongst you. Don't worry, I read the rest of it, so I know what's coming. Bear with me. Vizehu, one second. Vizehu ta'avduna ta'alokim ala harazeh. So the first thing is, he says, that's exactly when Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first time at the snare, you know, mi anochi asher eilech el paro b'chi otzias b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, he says, you know who you are? Bo'otziacha et ha'am mi'mitzrayim. That's the ultimate purpose. The Sefer Chinuch has a long piece on this. You know, when you think about where's the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to some extent, they're saying the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Maimad Har Sinai. That was the goal. It wasn't just getting you out of Mitzrayim, it was getting you to Har Sinai, where the Shekhinah would be revealed, and here you have an extension of that, that it was ultimately God's purpose in taking us out of Mitzrayim to dwell among us. You don't want to miss this. So first of all, the Ramban says what you never see, V'yafeh Piresh. He likes the Ibn Ezra here, right? Normally, he only quotes the Ibn Ezra to make fun of it or to disagree. Here he says he explained it. And now here we go. Pay attention. V'im kein yesh ba'inyan sod gadol. The Ramban says, if this is true, if this Ibn Ezra is true, then there's a great secret here. Ki kifi pshat hadavar, because by the simple meaning of psukim, hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech hedyot v'lo tzorech gavoa. Because the simple pshat in the Torah is that the Shechina dwelling amongst us fulfills our need and not a need of God. Everybody with me? The Ramban does not complete the sentence, I think, because he felt uncomfortable writing it. But what's the completion of the sentence? Normally we understand that God needs to dwell, God dwells amongst us to fulfill a need, a human need that we have, right? But what the Ramban doesn't say, but clearly implies, is here it's the reverse. And when he says, I took you out of Mitzrayim, l'shachni b'tocham, it means that the Shekhinah b'Yisrael is not tzorech hedyot, but tzorech gavoa. Yeah, because he didn't want to say it the other way. Again, we'll read it together. I'm quite sure of this. V'im ken yesh b'inyan sod gadol. If I'm going to read it again, you look inside. Ki kfi pshat hadavar, because by the pshat, hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech hedyot v'lo tzorech gavoa. But by the sod, which I'm not going to write, it's the end of the sentence that he didn't feel comfortable writing. He says, according to the Ibn Ezra, it's the opposite. The pshat is that God dwelling amongst us fulfills our need. The sod is that it fulfills a need of God's. So, a couple of explanatory words here. For the Ramban, the opposite of sod is what? Is pshat. Meaning, the Ramban is a pshat perush. He thinks pshat is correct. But the Ramban also believes in multiple layers of truth and multiple layers of meaning. So here the Ramban says, the simple pshat is that the Shekhinah rests among us for our benefit. But the Ramban says, according to the Ibn Ezra, which he likes, there is a sod here. And the sod in the pasuk of l'shachni b'tocham is that God's dwelling amongst us fulfills a need of God's. Now, normally it's also to say such a thing, because we believe that God is omnipotent and omniscient and all the omnis, and that God, by definition, is perfect. And perfection doesn't have a need. Okay, this is what Rav Bick said, and not only do I think it's true, I'll try to articulate it. Rav Bick said that oftentimes perfection has to have a need. If somebody doesn't have a need, he's not perfect. It's very hard for me to explain. Do people intuitively understand that? To have no needs is not the ultimate form of perfection. But sometimes to be dependent is a form of perfection. Okay? We think of perfection as being like, you're totally separated, you're totally untouchable, I can't be hurt, I can't be made. And the answer is no, maybe on some level it's not true. On some level, to be perfect means I have a need. Now, it goes back to a bigger issue that I don't really want to discuss now, but we'll just touch on, which is like, you know, why did God create the world? Right? What was the need that God felt? So again, normally we think it's wrong to speak this way. God does not have needs, and therefore to speak about a need that will be fulfilled is wrong. Right? We follow the Rambam. Everything I'm saying now is offensive to people who follow the Rambam and to the vast majority of us. But yet it's here in the Ramban. And I want to make the point, at least to try to make the point, that the Ramban's not saying that the Pshat is wrong. The Ramban's not even saying that the Sod is a deeper meaning. It's just another layer. It's just another way to look at it. But on this, and it spoke to me, which is what I'm trying to share with you, on this layer of meaning, God has a need. Now, again, it's offensive to say so, but it, maybe it makes it easier to say that God created his own need. He could have existed without it, but God wanted, in order to deepen his relationship with us, God created a need that only we could fulfill. Okay? Some things in the world are relationship-based. They're relative. They're not objective. So, for example, I think we touched on this before, but I'll say it again. When we say, Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, God on some level, this is the pshat level, God was the Melech, and he ruled the world B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. He ruled the world before there was any being. But Le'et Na'asa B'Cheftzo Kol, but when all was created out of his desire, Azai Melech Shimonikra, only then could he really be called a king, because a king needs subjects, right? So it's on that basis. Of course, God ruled the world beforehand, but God created a system in which he needs us to rule over us. He didn't have to create a system that way, but he did. And on some level, this amazing idea of that the Shechina amongst us is its Tzorach Gavoa, which again, under normal circumstances, we'd be terrified to say, and I want to say as clearly as I can, based on Pshat and based on where most of us come from, you're not supposed to say things like that. But we're learning Ramban, and why not point out that the Ramban strongly hints and almost certainly believes that there is some element of need that God has for us on some Kabbalistic level. But I think that minor Kabbalistic level is accessible even to us. There's much more to think about, but I think I've crossed the line more than I intended to, so we'll stop here. Thank you.